Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having an amazing Wednesday. It's been a super busy week, and I know it has been for Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. He's here with me today. If you have any questions, you can join in this conversation, 437-1620. You can call or text, whichever you prefer. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, Tammy. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Doing, you know, chucking right along. We're halfway through,
you're
right?
You're your standard energetic self this morning. I was listening to Compass Solar on the way in. So
I just move the chair out of the way and just start dancing with the music usually. That gets me going.
That's the way to go.
That's all I can do.
Yeah, I'm a music guy. The Irish jig is a little bit more challenging for me these days.
The Irish jig?
So it's all good.
You know what? One day, we're talking about Irish. One day I want to go over there.
That's
one of my bucket list items is Ireland and Scotland and like...
Those are wet climates.
I don't care.
You know, they seem like, you know, like the London fog and the wet climate. Kind of like, you know, we got this weather
like
going on out here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you have that humidity, you know, that affects the comfort indoor, inside. And, you know, one of the things that we try to help people
absolutely.
With is comfortable buildings, healthy buildings, and energy efficient buildings. And, I think the HVAC system is a huge, huge part of that in that. You know, you take your power bill for granted, you take the lights and the HVAC, you know, nobody wants to be without HVAC, but you kind of take it for granted that the air you're breathing is healthy and, you know, the building's comfortable for you. And, you know, that's one of the things that at Gulf Coast Air Care, we can help you with. We kind of specialize, we're in this little specialized indoor air quality niche, and we've been doing this for, gosh, it's almost 30 years now. I can't believe
30
the time
years.
Has gone.
Well,
Gulf Coast Air Care in December will have their 30th birthday.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, so it's been good. It's been a long and winding road, and we're happy to help. If you have a question that you don't want on the air, because occasionally some people have, difficult questions or whatever, call us at the office, 850-934-2768. You can also go to our website, gulfcoastaircare.com. If you want to send an email, it's info@gulfcoastaircare.com, and we're happy to help you figure out what you got going on. You know, now is that time of season where everybody's their air conditioner's starting to ramp up, get some pretty steady usage. And if you've got an issue, it starts to get amplified at this point in time. I mean, it just starts to show itself like, uh-oh, what's going on with, you know, and I brought a few bullet points. So people ask me, what can I do? What can I do? So make sure you have a good air filter and make sure it's accessible and make sure you change it. You know, if it's not easy for you, you won't do it. You know what I always say? If you don't have a good air filter, you are one.
That's right.
So
we don't want to be one.
We've been using and selling that AirSafe air filter for years, which has got the insert, the permanent frame. It really will help get the dust load under control. And that's something that a homeowner, you know, a small business owner or, you know, staff at a light commercial place, I mean, you can take care of that. It's really easy. You don't need to have a professional involved. The other thing is a drain line. You know, that drain line, most systems have a float switch on there if your drain line gets backed up. So when the air conditioner's running, it collects all that moisture on the coil, brings it down to the pan, and drains it out of the building. And if that gets backed up, your float switch will turn on typically and it'll shut the system down. So you need to know where that drain line is so you can visually inspect it. You want to go out and put an eyeball on that thing and make sure it's clean, clear water coming out of there. It's not milky, slimy, nasty junk coming out of the drain line. And if it is, you can put some vinegar down from inside. You pull a little cap and put some vinegar down on the inside, or just hook a shop vac over the outside. That's what we do during a service call, and suck that drain line out. And those are two easy, easy things that you can kind of keep track of that will keep you. If you have a drain line that backs up, or if you don't have a float switch at all, you could potentially have a flood in the house. And then you've got a water loss, and you've got all this funky stuff in there, and it's not really good for that situation. You'll have water in the return and coming out on the floor. And anybody's ever had that issue, they totally understand what's going on. That's like, oh, yeah, that happened to us.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It's not good. So, you know, and those are things that, you know, people ask me all the time, like, well, what do I do for maintenance? You know, monitoring the thermostat. And I always tell people, if you don't have a hygrometer, which is a little electronic gadget, a device that measures humidity, get one of those less than $20 online or at one of the local box stores and see what your humidity is, because a comfortable indoor environment is from 50% humidity down to 40. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the ultimate. That's the optimum kind of zone where, and it makes it just, it's cool, it's crisp, uh-huh. It's not cold and clammy. If you're above 60% humidity on a regular basis, 65, there's enough moisture or humidity mm-hmm. that it'll grow mold growth. And so the place where we see microbial growth always ends to, it starts in the AC unit and then it spreads to the ductwork. And that's where we come in. We do a lot of treatment, a lot of duct systems that...
You do duct cleaning.
Yeah. We do mm-hmm. duct cleaning and duct repair and air balancing. And I'm a licensed HVAC contractor, and we clean the equipment, which is mm-hmm. really important to have somebody who's good at mechanical hygiene and not just that quick wash and go on that coil and that sort of thing. There's a difference between somebody who's focused on mechanical hygiene mm-hmm. and somebody who's just like, yeah, you're good to go, you know, call me if anything else happens. You know, there's just a little bit of a difference.
Absolutely.
In the detail, paying mm-hmm. attention to the details. So that's one of the things that we can help you with. Mm-hmm. And then I'm working from the bottom up on our list here. So the next thing back that people should think about, if you've ever had a mold problem, if you've got sensitivities or allergies, health concerns.
Oh, goodness. The colds are coming on. My daughter has had a cold for ever. Right. My friend had a cold. Someone else had a cold. I was like, goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. And, since the pandemic, I've seen so many more people with kind of lingering symptoms.
Yeah.
The cough and the mm-hmm. issues that's coming from, I'm not sure where, but anecdotally, there's more of it out there.
Right.
And so the protection of getting mold growth or microbials in the unit, you can use the C-band of UV light. So it's a UVC emitter. Mm-hmm. And basically what you want to do is get a tube that produces UV light. There's a bunch of them out there. All the HVAC companies and everybody's really talking about ultraviolet light because mm-hmm. it's basically a focused aspect of the sun, and now we've created it artificially through a tube,
okay.
a fluorescent style tube. Mm-hmm. So A and B UV is what gives you a sunburn when you go to the beach and don't wear sunscreen.
Okay.
The C band of UV light is what these tubes produce, and that kills microbial growth on a cellular level. So it just eradicates it.
Really?
Yeah, it eradicates it in the ductwork. And the solution that you want to have is an ultraviolet light that shines on the coil surface itself. Because the coil, the evaporator coil inside your air conditioner unit is wet, it's dark, it's the right temperature, and then anything that gets through the filter, it'll kind of plate out on there or build up on there, and that's where you can get stuff growing.
Okay.
So to not have like inert stuff where you could just mm-hmm. clean off and not have it growing, mm-hmm. you use the ultraviolet light and it's really effective. I've had an ultraviolet light at my house for probably 15 or 18 years.
Really?
And it's been out a couple of times mm-hmm. and we've changed from different manufacturers. There's a lot of different options out there mm-hmm. in the UV light spectrum options for the customers. And I've changed from a super high intensity light to one that's more common, more affordable. And, you know, everything that we provide for our customers, we do on ourselves. My staff loves it because we come up with something new and we mm-hmm. do it at their house, you know. Yeah, new paint coatings, new broad spectrum biocides, dehumidifiers, mm-hmm. Ultraviolet lights, odor kill blocks, filtration, everything that we do, which
right.
is a broad spectrum of things. Mm-hmm. We've tried that on ourselves before we offer it to our customers.
I used to do that in the dental world, too.
Yeah.
If there's something new that came out, there was a toothbrush, and it would, like, it looked like a mouth guard.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. It does not work. But
mm-hmm.
our dentist
and you want to try
tried
that stuff
it out.
First.
And so
yeah.
that way we could tell our customers, hey, this works.
Right.
This doesn't
we
work.
We know these,
excuse me, our
these
patients
items
at the
work.
Time.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Todd St. Orge with Gulf Coast Air Care. You can head on over to gulfcoastaircare.com for more information or call them at 934-2768. If you would like to text in a question for Todd, he'd be happy to answer, or call 437-1620.
Right, absolutely. Part of what we do from an indoor air quality standpoint, I consider myself kind of an educator because there's a lot of people out there, and we've been doing duct cleaning and duct repair and remediation for 30 years. And there's still, I run into people all the time, it's like, well, I've never had this done. How does this work? What's the process? And, you know, they just conjure up these ideas of this white tornado and this crazy stuff going on
in the house. Or might not do that too with everything in life.
And then, you know, so we educate people on what the process is like. Mm-hmm. And there's a standard for doing this. There's a 45-page book that is a standard for assessment, cleaning, and restoration that's put out by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. It's available as a free download. We can tell you how to get that if you're interested in the technical details. But my guys are certified to the standard. We work to the standard, and it's not easy to pass a test to become an air systems cleaning specialist. You have to be in the field for a long time, and you have to really understand what you're doing. And I think it's important if you decide that you want to have your ductwork cleaned or remediated from some sort of microbial issue, or you know, I don't know how many times I see duct design issues. In the state of Florida, they have to be a licensed HVAC contractor, and then it's really smart to have somebody who's certified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association so that they have experience and guidelines and, you know, all kinds of kind of rules, code, language, and stuff to follow so that you don't have somebody. I mean, they're out there. And if you see a diamond ring for $10, you know it's not a diamond ring.
You know it's not a diamond ring,
and, you know, if you see a duct cleaning job for $399, it is not something that is going to be to the NADCA standard and probably produce the outcome that you would get from a full service certified air duct cleaning company.
Yeah, so your technicians are a NADCA certified
technician. Yeah, ASCS, Air Systems Cleaning Specialist. And, you know, that's important. It doesn't mean a lot to the customers. That alphabet soup behind my name, being a certified indoor environmentalist and a, you know, contractor and a ASCS and a ventilation inspector and all these kinds of things, that doesn't mean anybody to anything that's outside of our industry. But it gives you a measure of comfort or knowledge knowing that the person standing here telling me about this process and the crew that's going to come out and actually do the process, they know what they're doing, they have experience. We've seen, I mean, you know, every once
raises,
in a while.
Yeah, it raises the standard for your company,
though.
If you expect this out of your technicians to have this certification, definitely raises the standards.
Well, and you know, I mean, the expectation, and there's people out there that, you know, the Better Business Bureau has a spot in their website, you know, like you look up duct cleaning in there, and it kind of refers you back to NADCA. You can go to NADCA and get familiar with the process and the expectation that you should have if you're going to have your HVAC system cleaned. And the HVAC system, I'm talking about the equipment, the air handler unit or the furnace, and the ductwork. And most of the time what we run into is you can open that closet door and look right at that furnace and see what kind of what's going on there. Most people are not willing to kill the power and take the panel off. But once you get into there, you see all kinds of, I mean, I open these things up, Tammy, and they're just furry with like mold growing and stuff inside there. And that's because they haven't had attention. They haven't had any TLC for an extended period of time. In the NADCA standard, it says that you should have an inspection every year, just to make sure, you know, what the hygiene standard and what, you know, the efficiency of your unit's going to be based on, you know, a visual inspection. And that's somebody who's, you know, certified and experienced. And that's what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care. We'll help you with that sort of situation.
Absolutely. And I believe it was my mother, that warranty on your HVAC unit, sometimes you have to have that inspection every year.
Right.
And if you don't have it and something goes wrong, they're not going to cover it.
Well, and you know, that's the other thing too, is out of the box, every piece of equipment has a 5-year warranty. And then if you tell them where it's installed, it automatically comes a 10-year warranty.
Oh, okay.
So, but the warranty can sometimes be invalidated.
Right.
Or, you know, they'll void the warranty if you don't do a standard minimum inspection just to see what's going on. So, and I mean, that's just smart ownership of a piece of equipment. I mean, owning an HVAC system and buying a new one, I mean, it happens at the front end of the year when you, when your system wears out, you're going to find out at the beginning of the air conditioning season. And that is something that is very expensive. So you want to have somebody looking at that every year.
Yeah, set it up. Have it done once a year.
Absolutely. And that's an inspection that we can help you with at Gulf Coast Air Care. Call us at the office if you have any questions or concerns. 850-934-2768. gulfcoastaircare.com.
Absolutely. And we always get a question every week, so we're going to talk about it, is dryer vent cleaning.
Oh, yeah, okay. We do a lot of those.
They do a lot of those, too.
And, you know, the dryer vent, the dryer itself pulls about 150 CFM of airflow. That's a cubic foot per minute. So that's about the amount of air in a basketball. So you can imagine your laundry room has got airflow going through it when the dryer's running. And then you're trying to dry the clothes efficiently and push that airflow out through the vent. So I see, you know, design issues. I see neglect or lack of maintenance on a dryer vent. And then, you know, so you get a huge spike in the power bill. Or, and the thing that most people see is like, man, I put a load of towels in there and the dryer struggles to get them dry.
Right.
A load of jeans, the same way, the heavy materials in the dryer. And that indicates to me that if there's not a problem with the dryer, and we see on occasion people have called the appliance guy and say, hey, my dryer's not working right. He's like, no, your dryer's fine. The problem is the dryer vent.
Okay.
And so we are using the same kind of a tool to pull that lint and extract that out of the vent that we do for the duct cleaning tool. It's a smaller vent. Mm-hmm. Most dryer vents are 4-inch pipe, and they go through the roof. They go out the side of the house. They go under the slab, you know. And so we see some of them that the ones that go under the slab that are not sealed or ducted correctly or vented out correctly, they'll fill up with water. So, I mean, we've had to suck water out of a subterranean duct under a slab. It's PVC pipe under there. And then you get one of these 6-inch gully washer rainstorms like we get.
Yeah.
And that thing fills up with water because it's at ground level, you know, and the gutters are coming down, filling that thing up. So a dryer vent is something that we really can help you with as far as, you know, what's going on with your power bill and, you know, just the convenience of life. You know, everything works as, I mean, I always do my laundry late at night on a weekend, it seems like.
I do too.
It's like, it's just one of those things you got to do. And then if it's not right,
and it's not drying, and you have to restart it.
Feel that ton of bricks on you.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, just one more thing to add to your plate. I feel you.
The other thing that, you know, a dryer vent fire is an absolutely disastrous event. You do not want a dryer vent fire. Most, because there's wet clothes in there, most of the lint is wet. But if it dries out, and you get that lint catches on fire. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, like stage 5 afterburner on a Blue Angel F-18 is
really
not good. And I've seen over a period of years, I've seen complete fire losses in houses burned completely down. We've seen fatalities. We've seen all kinds
really
of stuff. Not to scare people into, you know, worrying about a dryer vent.
No,
fire,
it's but just reality.
That's another thing that the NFPA, the National Fire Prevention Agency, has a statement about dryer vent inspections. You should have those done once a year. Go out to the outside and look and see if there's a bunch of lint built up out there. Mm-hmm. And if you've got lint all the way to the outside end of the dryer, it's time to get it cleaned.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them a call. GulfCoastAirCare.com or give them a call at 934-2768. They do duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, HVAC maintenance, and they always say test, don't guess.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm one of those guys that, because we dabble in building science a lot. We do a lot of duct leakage testing. We do new construction building tightness testing for a lot of the contractors around town. And one of the things that is, you know, I mean, you shouldn't guess at anything. There's a standard for everything in the built environment, and you should always test. You know, we haven't talked about anything that's out of the ordinary, Tammy, this morning.
Right.
We're just talking about standard things.
Mm-hmm.
When you start getting these crazy, you know, like, I have never seen this before. I don't know what this is. You know, we've lived here 20 years and we've never had this happen. That's where you want to have somebody that has experience and education and, you know, the patience to come out, look, and help educate people. You know, the other thing that we talk about on the bullet points is so my air conditioner is 20 years old. It's wore out. I know it's wore out. I'm going to have it changed this year. If you're going to have a new duct system or a new HVAC system put in, that is the perfect time to clean the ductwork. It takes a little bit more coordination because you got to tell the service company who's changing your equipment, hang on, when you pull that unit out, I want them to come in and spend a couple, 3 hours cleaning the ductwork before we put this new unit back in that's going to be sitting there in that closet 15, 16, 18 years. And, you know, it just makes sense that that's the time to do that because we got access to the top of the heater closet. Mm-hmm. The plenum's wide open. You know, it's just so easy to be able to do a little bit more specialized or targeted cleaning with the unit out of the way. And we do them both ways. But if you're considering having an AC change out this year and you think, well, we've never had those ducts cleaned, or we're seeing some mold or microbial growth, some spotting somewhere, call us out. You know, we can coordinate with a lot of HVAC companies, and then they'll pull the unit. We'll jump in there and clean the ductwork. It takes a little coordination, but that's the best way to clean the duct system, is when you're having that change out. Because there's a lot of stuff that we find that rather than tear it out, we resurface. We have this antimicrobial paint, which is a duct coating that goes on the inside of the ductwork. So when that system is pulled out and before they put the new unit in there, that's a perfect time for us to get that clean and treated and resurfaced inside there for a few $100s rather than thousands that it would take to change that ductwork out.
Absolutely.
So, and, you know, we kind of do both, but attic work and duct changes in the summertime is either put off until it's cooler, or you got to pay that heat surcharge because you got guys working in basically a sauna, if you can imagine. So
my brother owned an insulation business.
That's another hot job. So
he literally had heat stroke one time,
right?
Because it didn't matter how much water he was drinking, it was pouring right out of him.
Well, that's what I worry about with my personnel is, you know, I got everybody looking out for everybody else in the in the heat of the summer, because we typically have to go into the attic to do cleaning on the trunk lines and all that in the summertime. It's not like changing out an entire duct system, but going up there and getting access panels and getting holes where you can run the cleaning tools through and extract all that stuff out that's accumulated in your duct system for 20 years, you have to go in the attic and do that. And so it's really important to keep track of, you know, who's doing what, everybody's hydrated and they're healthy and all that.
So the key to this is call them today while it's still a little cooler, right?
It is a little cool.
Get your maintenance done. Have them come check it out. That's GulfCoastAirCare.com. You can give them a call, 934-2768. Thank you, Todd, so much for joining me.
If you don't have a good air filter.
You are one.
There we go.
Coming up, we have Avalon HR. And a little bit later on, we might be talking about Memorial Day. Maybe some bird watching, because I heard that's popular here in Pensacola.